We are continuing our previous shiur. We were talking about the concept of zman, and we are basing ourselves in our Talmudic methodology series on the sefer of, or the sfarim, of Hagaon Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, zichrono levracha. And in the previous and this shiur should be a schus. Amar Nimi Marazi Shiyichyu, Moshe Ben Peshadina, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Moshe Mordechai, Bracha Vatzlach Homasei Deyem, Luschus Rabbi Eitan Feldman Shlita, Luschus Rabbi Chaim Shrek Shlita, Luschus Rabbi Shmuel Ben Yam, Mitishna Rachale Stein Shlita, Shalom Bracha Vatzlach Homasei Deyem. So this is the 16th Midah in the Sefer Hamidos Lecheker Halacha, and in the previous Shir, we saw the very interesting Ran in the Nedarim. The Ran in the Nedarim says, Amar lei Abaye v'kedushas haguf lo paka, what kedushas haguf doesn't go away. Efshar. So first he gives one possibility in Abaye. And then he says, v'efshar denehit desfir leila Abaye. It's true that Abaye holds that afilu kedushas haguf paka bichdi, be'omer l'isha paka bichdi, Kedush Saguf does go away, but Ba'omer Lisha Mode de la Marchalo Nafka Belo Get. When he says to a woman, today you're my wife and tomorrow you're not my wife, she needs a get. Why doesn't that Kedusha go away? By any time Shim Dechol Kinyan, Ashein Olam is Kinyan Paris Bilchud Mikri. Any non eternal Kinyan is called a Kinyan Paris. Like we see at the end of Perakah Shalech, Gabi Marcha said Lechaver Bizman Shiva Noig. That if you're selling it as Mashiach Avonog, it's only called Kenyan Paris because it calls it returns to the Yovel. Helkach gabe hekdesh kem devadei chayel alei hekdesh damim shein olamis. So by hekdesh, since there is hekdesh damim, when one makes one something hekdesh temporarily, there is hekdesh damim, which isn't eternal. Kedushas damim isn't forever. B'din ranam etechol kedushas haguf lizman yadua bilvad. So therefore, the kedushas haguf is also going to be chal hazman. Shafil lo tehei osa kedusha al kedushas damim reimatzinu kedushas damim gabe hekdesh. So by hekdesh, we find such a concept as kedushas damim, and kedushas damim is only temporary. Aval bisha kevdi lo havi ishti ishto leolam lo kani le bekinyan haguf bekinyan haguf bekinyan dam bisha lashkechem. But a woman, it's just impossible, because the only way to be koner is to make a kinyan haguf forever. There's no such thing as kinyan adam. So she therefore yevshar shetia ishto lezman yadua bilvad. There can't be any type of kinyan in a woman if it's only temporary. So therefore, every kinyan has to be forever. V'yesh lazeh hochacha b'Yerushalmi. He says, I want to bring a proof from this, from the Yerushalmi, that we see there that if a person says, Harezu Ola L'Shloshim Yom, after 30 days the Kedusha goes away and it stops being holy. We said, a woman, Rav Mekudash L'Shloshim Yom, she's Mekudash L'Shloshim. The Yerushalmi explains that we find that Hekdesh can go out without Pidyon. Hekdesh can go out without pidyon, but we don't find that a woman goes out without a get. So we see that even the one who holds that kedush saguf pokas bichdi, that kedush saguf can go away because kedushas damim goes away, but he agrees by a woman. Kaka mistaber lomar, and that's also mistaber, and it's pashut according to the Gemara that by a woman, once you say you're my wife now, it's forever. So what did we say pshat in the Ran is Shiyesh wa klal echad b'chol ha-musagim anal shekol echos davra ha-mugbelet b'zman ein ze b'guf ha-davar b'ni meichut hu ba'alat momanit o ba'alut shel ishut o eichut shel hekdesh. Any quality of a kinyan that's only temporary, that's limited, is not in the guf. V'im hu magbil et eichut ha-zman az ha-elein lo'ot et im efsharit gam shelo tiye b'guf ha-davar. And if he's magbil the quality of the time, in other words, it's not going to be for eternity, then we have to see, is it possible that there's going to be no kinyan b'guf ha-davar, because there's no such thing as a kinyan haguf, that's only zmani. If it's a kinyan haguf, it's li'olam. So according to the Ran, it comes out that the pshitus of the Gemara, that hayom at ishti, lamachar iat ishti, lanafka b'loget, lanafka b'loget, that today you're my wife and tomorrow you're not my wife, avada she needs a get, it's not because of the hektish, because asar ala klima hakekish, because hektish, you can be holy today and not holy tomorrow, but mitzad the kinyan, because there's no kinyan in her unless it's eternal. And therefore, once it's she's mekudeshes, she's mekudeshes. By mamonos, you can have a kinyan l'zman. Here you can't. And what's the difference? By hekdesh, there's a tziur of kinyan peris. By hekdesh, you can have such a thing as kinyan. Peris means kinyan of the usage. You acquire the usage. So by mamonos, you can have that. By a woman, you can't have that. So again, whenever you have an inyan of kinyan, if it's a kinyan haguf, then it's going to be forever. And if it's lizman, then that means that it's kinyan peris, it's not kinyan haguf. And by a woman, there's no such thing as kinyan peris. So therefore, any kinyan herb, the zman, has to be forever. No such thing as only a temporary kinyan. But by other things where it's shaykh to have a kinyan peris, then any kinyan one makes is going to be called a kinyan peris and not a kinyan aguf, if it's only going to be temporary. The Ra'ah holds Mehacha Shemina, is brought by the Ryan Gidden. Mehacha Shemina, Shenosin Karka, the Chaver, Gufa, Paris, Yomecha, Shizacha, Makabo, Bakarka. The Siknat came to Paska Paska. He says that no, that once you get a field for one day, it's yours forever. Iran holds if you get a field for one day, so it's Kenyan Paris. Even if you get the goof for one day, it doesn't matter. What you really mean is that it's a Kenyan Paris. This thing is Kenyan a goof for one day. But if you get Kenyan a goofa Paris for one day, that means it's really Kenyan Paris. And the Ra'ah holds, also there's no such thing as a kinyan haguf l'zman, and therefore since you got the peris and the guf for one day, it's yours forever. And the machlokas is the mid of etzem v'histafut. Etzem v'histafut. Shadam u'bal davar, that's one of Moreno Rabbeinu's midos. What's etzem, the essential thing, and what branches off? Shadim bal davar rak betzem adavar below istafut shel davar. Person's a bal davar. Person has bailus only in the thing itself, and not in the histafus, not in the branching out. And that's why hayom atishti lamachar yatishti. If today you're my wife, tomorrow you're not my wife. Avada she needs a get, because the time that comes after is b'chinas histafus, hamistaf mimela, and that doesn't require the bal's ratzon. So the second he has her today, that's it. She's his forever. And therefore, his lack of ratzon is lo malav lo morid. And there, in that midah, we said that based on this logical principle, ein bal hadavar, bal hastafut shel hadavar. So you could be the bal davar, but you're not the balim of what branches off. And with that, we explain the concept of masna mashkasu b'torah, that if you make a tanai mashkasu b'torah, normally the maise is kayim and the tanai is batel. You can't make such a tanai, so the tanai is nullified. Nevertheless, by mamon we find the machlokas to Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that b'davar shem mamon tano kayim. The reason is, according to Rav Meir, you can't say by mamon that you're not bailim over the histafos, because by mamon there's din of mechila, and therefore, since he's marutza, he wants the both sides want the tanai. Therefore, it's no less than mechila. So if he doesn't fulfill the tanai, it's like he's being mochel. So in that case, we say that the tanai is a good tanai. But normally, the mice is kaim, tanai is batel, because the person's only bailam on the etzem adover, not in the stafus, and the tanai is the stafus. So if you make a tanai mashkasu b'torah, you don't have bailus over the stafus. When it comes to mamon, the person could be mochel. So therefore he has by list to say you have to keep the Tanai, because the other guy's like being mochel, saying, alright, if I'm Makayim the Tanai, then the transaction is not a valid transaction. So when you give the goof and the pears for one day, so the ra'ah is coming from the midah etzem mistafu. Shafu pisha noten hitna beferush noten rak liyom echad. Even though the noisin said beferush, he's only giving for one day. He's only bailam on the nesina, but he's not bailam beyond that. Aval gamu eino bailim rak al etzem anatina. Shim rotzehu noten v'imeino rotzei no noten. Aval eino bailim klal al hamshachat hazman. He's bailam on now. He has bailus on now. Not only hamshachas hazman. Shizekvar mista if memela. That branches off automatically. Shagab ocha yotzeil mizeklal hegyoni kavua. So now we have a new logical rule. Shebchol echut atzmit. Hine hazman enenu b'chilat chelek mi'adavar el b'chinat davar mista if. Whenever you have an essential quality of a thing, of a matter, an essential nature of an item, time is not part of the essential nature of the item, but rather branches off from the item, and therefore the Ra'ah holds that if you sell a field today, but it's not yours tomorrow, he says that the Zeh Zeh, tomorrow it's really not yours. Tomorrow it's still yours, because the giver was only bailim over now, but not over the davar hamistayf, and therefore the zman is not part of the etzem adavar. If it was part of the etzem adavar, then he would have bailus over the zman. But the Zman is only a mistaif, and he has no bailus over the mistaif, or branches off. He only has bailus over the Etzem Adavar, and time isn't part of the Etzem Adavar. However, the Ran in Adarim is founded on the halacha of Rav Meir. Shebedavar Shemona Tanai Kayim, even if you're Masla Mashkasu B'Torah. And therefore, you could say no, that you're agreeing that it should only be temporary. So it's like mechila. B'chinah misoso shnei tzedim iskimo al zeh matana tiyah rak zmanit. Hine zeh b'chinat mechina kala. Because both sides said it's only going to be a temporary gift. And that's b'chinas mechila. And therefore, even though he was masna b'feirush that he's mechir the guf, nevertheless, it's only a kinyan peris. Because he agreed to agbalah zmanis. So it's like he's being moichel on the kinyan aguf. The coin is being moichel on kinyan aguf. So he's only kone kinyan peiris. Why? Because he's being mochel on kinyan aguf, because it's only zmani. Because everybody agrees, both the Ran and the Ra agree, that kinyan haguf lezman is tarti disaster. You can't have a kinyan aguf lezman. And therefore the Ran holds that if you selling it temporarily a field, so it must be kinyan peiris. So it is temporary, because you can sell it temporarily, but it's only going to be considered kinyan peiris. By a woman, all you have is kinyan aguf. So memela, that kinyan's forever. But if you have kinyan peiris, but you have kinyan peiris, if kinyan peiris is shayich, so memela, that's going to be only temporary. But that's according to the Ran, and the Ra agrees. He says kinyan aguf, and zman or tarti desasi. Memela, if you make a kinyan aguf on a field for one day, it's yours forever. And he doesn't assume that it's going to be a kinyan zmani, that it's only temporary because there was mechila. Because they both agree, but the Ran and the Ra'ah, that kinyan aguf lezman is tarti disasri. Achen l'chora tukshah l'ara me'araya shemivya ran mikol sugyot ha'gmara b'gitin b'mocher sadeh u'l'chaviro b'zman shi'ovel no'ayik shalf pi shemachragam et aguf b'chol sot garak mi'an kinyan perot. But what are we going to do with this sugyan gitin at 48a? If you sell your field to your friend b'zman shi'ovel no'ayik, when there's yovel, even though he sells the goof, nevertheless it's only called kinyan peris. Why? Obviously the Ran says I'm right, because a kinyan leguf is a kinyan peiris, not a kinyan guf. According to what we're saying, there's no kashi from there. Why? By Yovel you can only prove the principle that both the Ra'ah and the Ran agree to. Vizel, what is that principle? Shekinyan aguf lezman elohim tartei desadrei kanal. That kinyan aguf and lezman is tarti desasri, and therefore it's either a kinyan aguf or it's lezman. But it can't be a kinyan aguf lezman. If it's a kinyan aguf, it's forever. If it's lezman, it's a kinyan peiris. They both agree to that. And therefore, if you sell a field, lezman sheyovel noeg, only Kenyan Paris, only Kenyan Paris. Any Kenyan, any Mechira Sadr, Zman Shiyabal Nog, is only going to be a Kenyan Paris. Because we can't say like the Ra'ah that it should be a Kenyan Olami, because there's a mitzvah Siyavel. There's a mitzvah Siyavel, so how can you say that it's a Kenyan Olami? So there everybody agrees, that's why the Gemara calls it a Kenyan Paris. It has to be a Kenyan Paris, even the Ra'ah agrees it's a Kenyan Paris. Because you can't have a temporary Kenyan that's Kenyan Aguf. And the Ra'ah agrees to that. And therefore, Zman Shiyavel Nog, that it has to be temporary. So, if it has to be temporary, then Avad, it's going to be only called a Kenyan Paris. The Ra would say that if you could make a Kenyan Aguf, by Yovel, you can make a Kenyan Aguf. If you can make a Kenyan Aguf temporary, if you sell it temporarily as Kenyan Aguf, then it's going to be forever. But here, there's no Shaychus. It's not possible for it to be forever. And because it's Yovel, and the field has to go back to the original owner, and therefore everybody agreed that here it's Kenyan Paris. וכאשר כבר ביאנו מידת סיבה והיעדר סיבה שבאמת אין המושג במכירה בזמן שעובר נוהג שהיא רק מכירה זמנית אלא שבאמת היא מכירה החלטית והחזרה ביובל היא רק מצד המצווה ובכל זאת נקרא בקניין פירות. So there's no מושג of מכירה בזמן שעובר נוהג because only מכירה זמן is. The מושג of מכירה בזמן שעובר נוהג is not just a mechira zmanis, it's a mechira echleitit. And the chazara b'yovel is mitzad ha-mitzvah. And nevertheless, it's called a kinyan peiros, like Rav Chisda says, the whole machlokas is yovel sheni. Once the sellers and buyers see, everyone sees that yovel is noheik, then there's smichus das, that this is only going to be a temporary sale. Ve'atamu, b'kumo she'amanu b'midah now, me'shesosot mikavan she'amocher v'kaneh roeich she'amitzvah noheiket l'maaseh, both the kohen and the mocher. So how the mitzvah is noig l'maisa shechazeres biyovel memela in kvar gemirut dat amichira zmanit. There's no gemirus das for mechira zmanis. So therefore, in kvar gemirut dat rak al mechira zmanit. The gemirus das is only mechira zmanis. So really, it's a mechira echleitis, but they know that mitzvah the mitzvah it's coming back, and that's why it's called the Kenyan Paris. It's called the Kenyan Paris because they both know yovel sheni that this field is going back. Because again, any field that anything that's sold temporarily has to be Kenyan Paris. And by Yovel it has to be temporary, and Mimela it's Kenyan Paris. No such thing as Kenyan Aguf Lizman. Kenyan Aguf is forever. Aval al kol panim hachazara biyovel ein ze mitzad hamusag hamishpati shebadavar, ela mitzad musag hamitzvah. It's not mitzad the legal concept, but rather the religious concept. אם כי מתוך המצווה מתהווה גם מושג משפטי. From the mitzvah evolves a legal concept. In other words, the mitzvah is to return it at Yovel, and Memela legally has to return it. יעדי זן גמירות דעת רק מלכרה זמנית. Because of the mitzvah, there's only gemiras das for a temporary sale. ואופן שמת הרעה, לרעה, הנה בלי מצוות יובל, לא רק כשמוכר סתם לא היה צריך להחזיר ביובל, אבל אם מוכר פירוש עד יובל לא היה צריכים להחזור מטעם הנעל. כי הבנת פסקה פסקה. According to the Ra'ah, without the mitzvah of Yovel, not only if he sells it stam, does he not have to return to Yovel, even if he sells it explicitly until the Yovel, if there was no mitzvah of Yovel, but he says, the 53 I'll give it back to you, he wouldn't have to give it back. Why not? Because Kevin the Pasca Pasca, because the Ra'ah holds, once you make a sale, that sells forever. If you sell the goof, that sells forever. The only time it's not is if there's Yovel, because of the mitzvah of returning the Yovel, Mibchina Mishpatit Gamken, this is transformed into a Mechiras HaPeres. Vine HaRosh Gamken Sovir B'zeh Ke'aran U'shulkach Kotev Matana Almanat Lachzir Shebetrog Yatsa Yidei Chovato. So the Rosh holds like the Ran, and therefore he writes by Matana Almanat Lachzir by Esrig יוצא ידי חובה, so זוק the rush, וצריך שיתנהו לו במתנה גמורה על מנת להחזיר. You have to give it במתנה גמורה in order to return. ואחר שיצא בו צריך להחזיר ולתן לו מתנה בשעת חזרה. Do you have to give it if I give you מתנה מנס להחזיר? Do you have to give it to me back as a matana? Or no, just automatically goes back into my rishus. The answer is, says the rush, you have to give it back to me as a matana, because I'm giving it to you as a matana gemura. And when you return it, you have to return it as a matana gemura. אבל אם אמר לא, יהיה במתנה עד שתצא, ואחר כך יהיה שלי כבתחילה, lo yatsa bo. Davar kamo shu. If he says it should be a matana until you're yotze, and then it's automatically mine, it's not yotze because that's borrowing. So that's like the ran. If you want to give the goof, that's what you have to do. By an esrog, you have to own the goof. If you want to own the goof a davar, it has to be for good. So that's what this is. He's giving it by matana gemura. He's giving it for good. He's not being magbil the zman. Eventually, the guy has to return it. But when he returns it, he has to return it by matana gemura. So the first kinyan is for good. It's permanent. It's a kinyan aguf. Because the only way to make a kinyan aguf is permanent. And the raya that it's permanent is that when the borrower returns it, he has to give it back as a matana gemura. So that means that the first matana was a real matana. Otherwise, it's a sheila. ומזה ברור דגם כן לא סבר קרה ענל אם לא כן ודאי היה יוצא בו כי אם ודאי ייקח להפך נעשה מתנה חלוקה חלוטה. The Rosh also doesn't hold like the Ra'ah, because what would the Ra'ah say? The Ra'ah would say, listen, you gave it to me as a kinyan aguf l'shah, that's it, it's mine forever. That becomes a matana chaluta. So it doesn't have to be given originally as a matana gemura. The very fact that he gives it to him. In the meantime, kinyan aguf, the very fact, as I'm understanding it, that he gives it to him, kinyan aguf, would mean, according to the Ra'ah, that it's his forever. And therefore, you don't have to say that I'm giving it to you as a matana gemura. You just have to say that I'm giving you as a matana. I'm just giving it to you as kinyan aguf, and I want you to give it back to me tomorrow. And he doesn't have to give it back tomorrow. Then when he gives it back tomorrow, he has to be making it back with matana gemura. But according to the Ran, and this is where the Rush writes, when he gives him, he has to give it to him as matana gemura. Because if he's not giving it as matana gemura, and he's only saying it's yours until tomorrow, then it's called the kinyan peris, and he's not yotze. So that's why the Rosh says, no, you have to give it as a matana gemura. And therefore, it's considered a kinyan aguf. According to the Ra'ah, it doesn't matter. Even if you don't give it as a kinyan gemura, the second you're giving a kinyan aguf, even if it's a kinyan aguf lezman, it's going to be forever, came to paska paska. According to the Ran, we don't say it came to paska paska. According to the Ran, we say that if you can do a kinyan peris, and it's temporary, then we say that if you give it, make a sale for temporarily, then we say it's kinyan peris. So therefore here, in order to make sure it's not a kinyan peris, he has to give it to a matana gemura. And that's the Rush. And according to the Ra'ah, no. Once you give it, you give it. Once you gave it temporarily, as a kinyan aguf, it's his forever. Ubarur gam kein sover karan anal she'en mitziut kinyan aguf l'sha'ah. And he holds like the Ran, there's no mitzius of a temporary kinyan aguf. Once a kinyan aguf, it's for good. That's what he's doing here. He's giving it to him as a kinyan aguf. And this kinyan aguf, it's not temporary. There's no such thing as a kinyan aguf. That's temporary. And therefore, he has to give it to him as a matana gemura. What's a matana gemura? A matana gemura is a kinyan aguf. He has to give it to him as a kinyan aguf. And it can't be l'sha. Once he says that I'm giving it to you as a matana gemura, that means that it's not l'sha. Not totally clear on how that's muchach from the Rush. But I'll call upon him. Ein anu motzim chedek al zeh, ela echad min hakadmonim zeh, Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen, sherash mevio b'tshuvotav v'klal la'amed hei b'sif chet. Siman chet. Shekatav behed yad ha-matana al-manat l'achzir, zeh u'kinyan aguf l'sha'ah. So the Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen writes And the Rosh brings him in a tshuva that if you give him a talman as lahachzir, that's called a kinyan aguf l'sha. You hear that? That there's such a thing as a kinyan aguf l'sha. The Ran holds there's no such thing as a kinyan aguf l'sha. The Ra holds no such thing as a kinyan aguf l'sha. The Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen says there is such a thing as a kinyan aguf l'sha. So he says that if you make a matana mas lahachzir, that is called a kinyan aguf l'sha. It's a kinyan aguf, and it's only temporary. It's not a kinyan aguf for good, and then afterwards he gives it back. Be kinyan aguf. No. It's only temporary. So why then do you have to make a tanai of a menas lahachzir? Just say it's a kinyan aguf l'sha. So why do you have to make a tanai to give it back? Because without that, then he could eat it or sell it when it's kone kinyan aguf. Like we find that a person says, listen, I'm giving you my nechassim, and then afterwards I want it to go to Ploni. So whatever the first guy does with the nechassim in the meantime, it's his. He could sell it, he could do whatever he wants with it. And whatever's left goes to Ploni, like we see in the Gemara in Bava Basra. So therefore he has to say, I'm an asla hachzir. So you're right, you can have a kinyan aguf l'sha. But if it's a kinyan aguf l'sha, he can do whatever he wants with it. Therefore he says, la menas lahachzir, and therefore he can't sell it. He can't do whatever he wants with it. But there is such a thing as kinyan aguf l'sha. So it would seem clear that there's a machlokas here, b'musak hazman b'chlal. The machlokas here is in the concept of time. The machlokas is machlokas b'yisod ha-ginui anal, sha-ran, ha-ra'a, ve-ha-rosh, kulam sovrim, she-kol echut המוגבלת בזמן אין זו איכות עצמית אלא מקרית. Any איכוס, any quality that's limited by time, any item that's bought with a limit of time means that this item doesn't really belong to you. It's not an איכוס עצמית, it's just מקרי. It just happens to be yours in the meantime, but it's not really yours. If it's limited by time, it's not yours. In order to be truly yours, it has to be for good. That's the only time it's truly yours. It's truly yours if it's given permanently. If it's not given permanently, then it's not truly yours. And therefore the Ran says, if it's only yours temporarily, then it's a kinyan aguf. There's such a thing as a kinyan aguf, would make it a kinyan aguf. By a woman, there's such a thing as a kinyan aguf. If it's only yours temporarily, then it's only a kinyan peiros. It's not a kinyan aguf. It's only yours temporarily, it's only a kinyan peiros, not a kinyan aguf. By a woman, there's no such thing as a kinyan peiros. Memele, you want to be kone the woman temporarily, sorry, Charlie, because there's no such thing as a kinyan peiros by Anisha. But if there could be a such thing as a kinyan peiros, it's kinyan peiros, if it's temporary. Because you can't have a kinyan aguf that's temporary. And the Ra holds that if it's temporary, and it's a kinyan aguf, then it's for good. It's not going to help. Kim the paska. Once you get it for a day, then it's the Ran says, no, we'll explain that it's a kinyan peiros. But the Ra says, no, we won't. You gave it for a day. You gave a kinyan aguf for the day. It's a kinyan aguf for good, because kinyan aguf is for good. And if it's a mugbelas bazman, then it's not a kinyan aguf. So therefore, kol echut hamugbelat bazman, any quality of an item that's limited in time, that's not atzmi. That's not essential. That means that this kinyan wasn't essential. Rather, it's mikri. And Rabbeinu Avigdor Cohen holds, no. Shegam echut zmanit yichola liyot echut atzmit. That there is such a thing as a kinyan l'zman, there is such a thing as a kinyan aguf l'sha, and therefore, even though it's an echus zmanis, it's only a temporary quality, that can be an echus atzmis, that could be an essential quality. V'aleinu losif, shemachloket zo novat mimachloket yoter amuka. This machloket follows from a deeper machlokes. Be'etzem hamusag zman, the very concept of time. Im zeu, im zman, zeu tseruf mechalakim zmaniim, שכאן שכל דבר ניתן להתחלק, בני שכל דבר באמת בא מצירוף חלקים המתחלקים, גם הם, לאין שיעור. Is man a composite of many different parts? Raghachava talks about this, numerous places. I invite you to listen to our Raghachava shiur. God should grant me many more. Kevin shekol davar nitan letchalek. Is time broken up into many different parts? In other words, time is broken up into many minutes, and those minutes are broken up into seconds, and those seconds are broken up into milliseconds. Or is man one block that can't be broken up? And the fact that we break up time is a chalukat dimyonit. That's just in our imagination. Why do we say this? 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds. That's just the way we're looking at it. That's our perspective. That's our narrative. But really, time is just one long block. It's etzem echad. It's one idea, one concept, one mass that cannot be broken down, split up. Ki ine im ne maket zad rishon as kama shushar echud atzmit b'chelik min hadavar. If you say like the first way, that time is, as we view it, composed of many, is essentially inherently defined as being composed of many different parts. So then you can have an echus atzmi b'chelik min hadavar. Just like you can have an echus atzmi b'chelik min hadavar. In other words, I can buy part of something. Right? I own half of whatever it is, and I really own that half. So too, there's also echus atzmi b'chelik min hazman. I can also own it for part of the time. Because time is broken up into many different parts. So just like I can own half the cloak, the garment, the house, the car, whatever it may be, the field, so too, I can own it for half the time, meaning only part of the time. And that's a kinyan be'etzem adover. And that's the way the Rav Avigdor HaKohen would hold. There's an echos atzmis, there's an inherent value in even owning for part of the time, because time is broken up into different parts, into many, many composite parts, many seconds, hours, minutes, seconds, and milliseconds. So I'm owning it for kach v'kach hours, which is essentially time. Time allows for that, because time is also broken up into many parts. So just like I can own part of an object, I can own it for part of the time. That is Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen. But the other way it doesn't hold like that. Rav Avigdor HaKohen holds, imachar, למשל, הקרקע גם כעניין הגוף, ופירות לזמן ידוע. הנה, כמו שיכול למכור חלק מן הקרקע בתור כעניין הגוף, ככה יכול גם כן למכור לחלק מן הזמן. I can sell karka for kinyan aguf in Paris for a certain time. I can also sell for a certain amount of the field. I can also sell for a certain time. And there could be a kinyan aguf mamish. אבל אם נאמר כי הצד השני, שבעצם אותי ניתן להתחלק, we sell like the other side, that you can't break it down. Time is one block, one mass. Hinei memela, mikivan she'acharei eizu zman yadu yachzor hadavar lenoten, zehu siman shegam bezman she'sheyach zeh lemakabel, ein zeh kinyan atzmi. It's not real, because there's no such thing. You can't own it for part of the time, because then you have no grasp on it, because time is one big block. So it's binary. It's either all or nothing. Either you own it for good, for all the time, then it's a true Kenyan, or not at all. And therefore, if it's only temporary, then it's going to be Kenyan Paris, not Kenyan Aguf. Because time can't be broken down. We break it down for our own convenience, but time essentially can't be broken down. And therefore, when you make a Kenyan for time, that's not a proper Kenyan of the Guf HaDavar. That's not Baalat Eichut HaTzmi. And therefore, it's only for the usage of the matter, it's only for Paris. Okay, Morei V'Rabbosai. דברים עמוקים מאוד בסייעתא דשמיא. אנחנו מאוד מאוד שמחים שזכינו, אני מקווה להבין כמה שאפשר את הדברים ולהסביר אותם בטוב טעם, אני מקווה, וברצות השם דרכנו אנחנו נמשיך בפעם הבאה. And we have just a belt more to say בכלל on time, but many other things as well, but this midah is a long midah. We reached today Oisiyot Beis. So this musig of zman has Sach Oisius. Where does it end? It ends at Os Pei. So, from Yud Beis to Pei is quite a long derech, right? Each Os is usually close to a page. I like the way Rabbeinu breaks it down, and this way makes the Sefer easier to learn. Sometimes you see a Sefer, and he has a siman, it's 46 pages, and you see the small Rashi script, and then he starts throwing Tosasim and Rushes and Rans and Ritvas and Avnei Milums at you, and you think, I'm going to go through 46 pages of this. So that's a little difficult. But here, they write in square print, and he breaks it down into letters, and he emphasizes certain things, where in the olden days when they emphasized, they didn't put it in bold print. They separated the letters. They put a space in between the letters of each word. So, Baruch Hashem, it enables even simple people like me, who aren't so bright, to understand. Shreinu Matu Chilkeinu, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned. There's so much more to come. B'li Neder. Hashem should give us life and health and the financial means and the Simcha. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.